She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet, so spread the word, let people know that if you can't pick us up on the radio, try the internet, our website, okay? We try to help the people, and I know a lot of you don't listen until the car dies, then you listen, but then it's too late. It's too late, and we're seeing so much of it now. More than ever. Why? I don't know. All you gotta do is take care of your car, folks, and it'll keep on running. But when you start cutting corners and going with the gas that we don't recommend, you're gonna have problems. And I know all of you say, oh, but my car is running fine. So that's the answer I give to people when they come in. I thought your car was running fine. What are you doing here? Well, anyway. Gasoline was never the best fuel for the world. If you get on the computer and go look for Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he made the statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the world. But nobody listened. It was all about the money. Never mind the world. Destroy it. Make the money now. And that's wrong. Because if the leaders of before, of the past, if the leaders were thinking the same way that everybody's thinking today, there would have never been a today. Go look at it. Look at the Hawaiians, the Ali'is. They built Queen's Hospital, Kapi'olani Hospital, for the people. Do you see any modern-day Hawaiians doing that today? Uh-uh. It's all about myself and nobody else. But anyway, we got to move on. Hydrogen fuel, folks, is not a good fuel for cars. Period. No ifs, buts, or what. If it was good fuel for cars, NHRA, Indy, and everybody would have okayed hydrogen cars. Why? It's because it's dangerous. It explodes. Look at that young girl that lost her arm at the University of Hawaii. It exploded. She lost her arm. Electric cars are not good. You get into an accident, you get electrocuted, number one. Number two, the EMF, electronic magnetic field that it lets off. Everything electronic has an electronic magnetic field. That is the number one biggest cause of cancer. Okay? You think the doctor's going to tell you that? Mm-mm. They want business. All about money. But electric cars, no. They cannot run at NHRA, IHRA, and all those racing organizations. Because if they get into an accident, the drivers can get electrocuted. The volts on those batteries in those electric cars is up around 600 volts, folks. 600 volts, not 12. Okay, and they don't tell you that. And they don't tell you it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Once the car reaches 100,000 miles to replace the battery. Okay? You got disposal fees they're going to charge you for, the battery, and the technician to change it. Around $6,000. Not bad. So the money you save on gas, you can pay for the battery. Batteries are not green. Okay? They make electricity from oil. They use oil to make electricity to run the electric power plant. But if, the big American word, if, they used ethanol to power the electric power plant, then yeah, they could call it green. But now, no, it's black. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. I get a lot of calls about what station I moved to, did I shut down the radio show, and all of that. You know, it's bad etiquette to tell the people on the other station that I'm changing to another station. You know? So, it's you the people of Hawaii and on the computers that have to spread the word to all your friends. Okay? I couldn't do it that way. But anyway, on your wheel lug nuts, the nut to hold your wheel on the car. Okay? I don't want to mention name, but there's somebody who broke off his lug nuts. Okay? And this is common. It's gone on ever since the beginning of time. Anyway, the wheel should be torqued on between 65 to 75 pounds with a torque wrench. Not with your monkey arm. Okay? Because when you use your monkey arm and tighten it, you stretch the studs, you stretch the bolts. So, you have something, Wanda?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Before I say anything, I'd like to tell... ask you to tell your listeners what is your website so they can go on.
Oh, it's www.georgenita.com. That's NITTA.com.
Okay, everybody, now you know. You're talking about the electric cars. Those batteries, do they have acid inside?
No, they're gel type.
Gel type, but is it still caustic?
Yes.
And then it could maybe possibly explode.
Oh, definitely.
Fire if you get into an accident, it breaks open.
Definitely.
So it's dangerous too then, right?
Well, that's why NHRA won't allow it.
Right. And I know for a fact electric cars cost way more. And you know the problem that I look at? I know on Oahu we got close to 2 million cars registered, and on any given day, any time during the day, we've got about 100,000 to 250 cars on the road. Even if maybe 20,000 more people buy electric cars, they don't have enough with charging stations.
Not our problem.
And what if the power goes out for some reason? You're out of luck.
That's right. Because a lot of times when you're sleeping, the power goes out.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, like I said, how are you going to charge your car if the power goes out? What if the power goes out for 3 days or a week? Like the last time we had a hurricane, I remember I lived in Kaimuki. The power, the electricity was out for 3 days.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me see what I was going to say. I kind of forgot. I just want to say, I wanted to say this. I'm getting really upset with the politics, the legislators, judges, and the parole board. It's like, how come You know, everybody vote for the same people all the time for 53 years. These legislators, I call them the Mahu fairies in black dress. I mean, the Mahu fairies that create weak laws that promote crime and protect criminals. And then these judges that they appoint with the same mindset, I call them the Mahu fairies in black dresses, give no sentence, probation, or short sentence. And then the parole board let these guys out, you know, way early, sometimes like one fourth or one third of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the criminals keep committing crime after crime over and over. That's why we got career criminals. Just like this last case, the one about that stabbing in Maui, yeah? This just had on the news the other night. That guy, Smith, when he was living in Oahu, he stabbed his girlfriend, attempted murder. Yeah, she's lucky she didn't die. Attempted murder. He never went to jail, and then he moved to Maui.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's, in my opinion, the law should be so strong and strict. You know, this is the only way you can get rid of, or at least lessen crime. Yeah. Put him away for a long time. This guy, to me, attempted murder should be life in prison. Yeah, because you lucky, or that person didn't die. Yeah, but what kind of agony and pain and medical bills and psychological?
The judges don't care.
You know, for a long time, the guy might be cut up or shot or whatever. Yeah, but the guy didn't die, so it's attempted murder. These guys should be life in prison. We should bring back capital punishment, murder.
Execution. Well, capital punishment, Bruce, capital punishment is for Heavenly Father.
That's true.
No matter what happens.
You're right.
He is the final say. So that's why.
He's the greatest judge.
You cannot. you cannot pull judgment and say that guy dies.
Yeah.
No.
But you know, if it was up to me, murderers would be executed, all rapists executed.
No.
All felonies, violent crimes, Bruce, 20 years to life.
You got it all wrong, Bruce.
Why?
You just put them in a canoe way out in the ocean and say, hey, if you make it to shore, you deserve to live.
That's a good one.
And then that way you never killed them.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, I just like to say, my final say is today's Saturday, 4 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. We got NHRA drag racing from Houston, the Spring Nationals at 4 o'clock qualifying. And tomorrow, Sunday, 10:30 a.m., Fox Sports 1. We got the qualifying, the finals live. Yeah, it's going to be live with a lot of different kinds of stories and information.
Mm-hmm.
So your listeners or fans, if you want to watch drag racing, today 4 and tomorrow 10:30 a.m.
Good.
Okay, George. Anyway, take care. I'll talk to you next week.
You too. Aloha. Okay, okay. Anyway.
Going back, how long does an electric battery last?
That is a fantastic question, because those batteries, they know it or not, they're all made in China. And they don't have a guarantee of how long it's going to last.
Then maybe the car dealer warranties it for so long?
Car dealer warranties the battery for 5 years. After that, you're on your own. Very expensive. But the most biggest part is people never look at their own health. The health is priceless. Life is priceless. All the money in the world will never, never buy your life. You know, I've known some really wealthy people that came down with cancer, and they went all over the world looking for a cure. Ended up dying in Canada and suffering.
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, like when you're young, you don't think about things, what's going to happen later on, 30, 40 years from
now. That's right.
So you just live for the moment, do whatever, and then that whatever you did is still in your body, and it shows up 20, 30, 40 years later.
That's right. That's why they're not all racers. all drag racers look at the finish line. They don't look at the starting line. If you're looking at the starting line, when the thing turns and you got to go, you're going to say, oops, I got to look at the finish line. Too late. Your history. So life is the same way. You look ahead because you don't want to slam into the wall. Anyway, that's racing. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Oh, Harvey Maeda is here. He gave me a call. He surprised me.
You should have told him to be a guest on the show.
Oh, no. He came for a funeral. So, he just came for the funeral and he's headed back home. So, anyway. Electric cars, I don't recommend. Okay? But it's your car, your money. Tighten the wheel nuts on the car. Please, please use a torque wrench. That is a wrench that measures the tightness. Okay? If you don't have one, go find one, go borrow one, whatever. But do not use muscle strength. We come across so many people where the wheel nuts break off because they were over-tightened. And when you over-tighten them, you weaken the wheel nut. And it falls off. Okay? So, another thing. When you're driving down the road and you hear a sound, please, folks, pull it in and go have a good mechanic check it. Okay? Don't keep driving. I got two people already that kept on driving. One of them, again, I don't want to mention name because he's running for office. Pulled in, and the wheel fell off in the shop. It fell off. Imagine if he was going down the freeway. Oh, my goodness. You know, terrible.
Wasn't he going down a winding road, though?
He was. Now, Wanda want to give a hint who he is, but no. Anyway. Safety first, folks. Be safe. Okay? Anyway. The AC should be serviced once a year. AC has oil. AC works really hard in Hawaii because all you ladies turn on the AC to stay cool. Anyway. It has to be serviced. There's oil in it. It has to be changed.
Oh, how often? Once a year?
Once a year.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great, George. Just enjoying today. But you know what I've been noticing lately is that I thought there was a law that people couldn't ride in the back of pickup trucks.
No, they can. Kids cannot.
Oh, okay, because I don't know why, but it seems to me lately I've been noticing more and more people in the back of pickup trucks again.
Yeah, because they couldn't say that the adults couldn't ride back there because a lot of people have only one vehicle and they use that vehicle for work and it has to be a truck, so the people have to ride in the back.
Wow. Well, I just hope they got confidence in the driver.
Yeah.
I see them running around and, you know, weaving in traffic with people in the back. I'm thinking that's not the best way.
That's right.
But, of course, what do I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
We don't know nothing.
And, you know, you were talking about the batteries, too. My neighbor has a Nissan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And they come home and I charge it. And I was thinking the same thing. What happens if you come home and the power's out? How do you go to work in the morning?
You're out of luck.
You know, you got to come over. Oh, Bob, could you, Rolling Bob from the radio, can you give me a ride?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all I can.
Well, you know, there's somebody I know that has an electric car, and she doesn't have an outlet at home, so she has to go look for one of those charging stations, and she says it's hard to find some sometimes.
No, I told you months ago when my friend got his, and his condo was supposed to put in the charging station, but they haven't done it yet. And he said the same thing. You got to stop at the malls and charge your car before you go home.
What a humbug.
Yeah, well, the things at the mall were designed for people at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Not for people to just stop by, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thought was, but think about it, George. Could you imagine giving away free gas?
Nope.
How do they give away free electricity?
Not for long.
I know. Some of them, they have, on the mainland, they have charging. You know, you put your charge card in.
Yeah.
And you pull in, you know, it's like a little park. I saw one in Maryland with a bunch of cars. But
that's crazy.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I know. But it is the future. Anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
No, thanks, Bob. Anyway. Okay. If you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? The other day we had a guy come in. His car is making noise, the left front tire. So come in, take a look at it. The wheel bearing's shot. The wheel was going to fall off. Folks, when you hear a noise, okay, bring it in and have it checked. It's for your safety. No, my safety. It's for my safety. I don't want your wheel to come off or something go wrong and you crash into my car. Okay? So, Anyway, check it, okay? Be safe. Too many people, I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking about. Okay? So if you take, like Bob said, you take care of your car, it'll take care of you. Okay? And it's a good thing you don't have horses today. We would have a lot of dead horses on the road. People would say, oh, I didn't know we had to give him water. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay, who do you have now?
We have Ron from Aina Haina.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, George. I have a question. What's an easy way to get rid of water spots on the glass?
On the glass?
Yeah.
The easy way is you go down to Crestec Cleaning Center.
I don't have Crestec over here.
Where are you at?
Lahaina.
Huh?
Lahaina.
Oh, Lahaina.
Oh. Yeah, now you have a problem.
Oh, okay.
Now, give Crestec a call, 808-925-2500.
808-925-2500.
It's 925-2500.
Okay.
Excuse me. I gave you wrong number. That's the prison. No. It's 942.
942-2500. 2500. Okay.
942-2500. And tell them what you need. They'll be more than happy to send it to you.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, water spots on the window? Yeah, go to Crestec Cleaning Center. He has something that is fabulous. Takes it right off, okay? Along with other stuff that he has, you know. And I really like his vacuum cleaner. His vacuum cleaner's name was Herbie.
Herbie or Harry?
Herbie.
Oh, okay.
He's very quiet and super strong, really strong. It's so quiet that your wife can be vacuuming and you can be watching NHRA races, or you can be watching football and not get upset because you can't hear. Okay? So, anyway, Crestec Cleaning Center. Fabulous. Okay. You need to flush your brake fluid and your coolant every 2 years. Brake fluid and coolant needs to be changed every 2 years. And 9 out of 10 cars on the road is guilty of not doing it. Okay?
Why? What happens if you don't do it?
Okay. That's a very good question. What happens is moisture accumulates inside of the brake fluid. You know, like anything else, moisture accumulates just like in your AC, everything. Okay. When moisture accumulates in the brake fluid, the boiling point for that brake fluid drops. So if you should have an emergency where you need to try to stop and you heat the brakes up hot enough where it boils the fluid, when you boil the fluid, you create air bubbles. And the pedal, your brake pedal will go to the floor and you will not stop. If that happens, folks, we see it in auto racing. We see it in cases where I have to go out and check the vehicle, why the car got into a crash, and all that stuff. Okay? There was one on the Big Island. Husband and wife died. The daughter in the back seat survived. The daughter watch her mom and dad suffer and die for over 3 hours. And finally saying goodbye to them. It was unnecessary, folks. If they had flushed the brake fluid, it would never have faded out coming down Mauna Kea. They were coming down Mauna Kea after going to see the eclipse. And the brake pedal went to the floor. Because coming down, the brake heated up. It got hotter and hotter. Air bubbles formed, and the pedal went to the floor. Okay, so just listen, and your life is worth more than the cost of flushing the brake fluid. When you have the brake fluid flushed, we recommend using DOT 4, not DOT 3 like DOT 3 Dean did. That's why we call him DOT 3 Dean. He thought 4 was 3. Anyway, use DOT 4. Okay? The higher the DOT reading, the higher the boiling point. Anyway, very, very important. Okay? As far as the cooling system, if you don't flush the cooling system, it starts to erode inside of your engine cooling jacket and causes holes. Then you end up buying a new engine or buying a new car, one or two. So to save money, change the coolant. The coolant also is liquid and it forms acid and starts to eat up the inside of your cooling system, including the radiator. I know your radiator has a plastic tank on the top and the bottom, or on the sides, but the cooling area in the middle is aluminum. Okay? Spray silicone on the radiator tanks to preserve the plastic. Okay? If you have any questions, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. The automatic transmission needs to be flushed every 20,000 miles. Needs to be flushed. Okay? If you flush it with the AMSOIL, synthetic transmission fluid, that AMSOIL guarantees 100,000 miles before you service it again. So it's worth it. You save more money using the AMSOIL. Okay? We try to save you money. But naturally, the oil is not the same price as the cheapy Chinese oil. Okay? But it's better, and it protects your transmissions. Okay, hold on. Way better. Okay. Okay. Who's next?
We have Rob from Kailua.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mr. Nita.
Hi.
When you mentioned silicone, is that like WD-40, I guess?
No.
No?
No, WD-40 fish oil.
Oh!
The silicone, you can find it at Long's Drugs.
Okay.
Okay?
That's the name, silicone oil.
No, it's not the name.
Oh.
It's the product, silicone. The product name is CRC.
CRC, thank you.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Break time?
You want to go to this last caller first?
Okay.
We have Reggie from Ala Moana.
Hey, Reggie.
Yeah, how's it? What's good practice when you have an automatic transmission when you're waiting for a traffic light to change? Some people leave it in drive. I thought I read some places it's better to put it in neutral.
Yes and no, depending on the type of car, the transmission oil you're using, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
If you're using the AMSOIL, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Synthetic.
Yep.
And then for the electric cars, to get around that battery problem, how about a long extension cord?
That's a good one. That is a good one. Oh, no, I don't like electric cars. They're too much EMF.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I learned about EMF way back from Lion's Drag Strip in California.
Oh, yeah, one I just remember. Do you know the Autolite XP plugs?
Mm-hmm.
I got like a 2001 four-cylinder Caravan. The thing is needing a certain heat range or...
Just use the one that is recommended for the vehicle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they got a chart, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. I got to remember to let you people know about the spark plug gap when you're running a turbo or supercharger.
Okay, how about doing that after the break?
Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's next on the phone?
We have Jason from the Windward side.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. How are you?
Hey, good. My question is with the Honda transmission. I've heard that you can't use a synthetic in the transmission because they have a small filter there that isn't, and it only uses their transmission oil.
No, that's not true. All Japanese cars and late model cars, you have to be careful because AMS oil makes different fluids for the different cars. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
You have to use the specific one for that vehicle.
Okay.
What year is that car?
It was a 98.
Yeah, it takes a special fluid. And a lot of people think that it's the same all the way across the board. It's not.
What about for the newer models then?
Same thing.
Is that okay? Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to be careful. You cannot just go in and say, okay, I'll put this in. No.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Anyway, yes, today you got to be careful. Lots and lots of stuff. And also, on the late model cars now, listen up. You cannot just change your battery. You disconnect the battery, the computer loses its memory. Then you got to tow it into the dealer to reflash the computer. Okay? So, when you change batteries on the newer cars today, you cannot cut off the voltage. It's very difficult. So, highly recommended to take it into a shop.
Okay, I have a caller that wants me to ask you the question.
Okay.
She wants to know, how can you get rid of ants in your car?
Ants?
Yes.
In a car?
Yes.
Wow. Well, just go down to Honolulu Zoo, get the ant eater.
No. How about putting in some of those combat ant traps in your car?
Yeah. That'll do it. Or, again, go and see Crestec Cleaning Center. I know Billy Cressman has something for ants. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. Okay? His number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Okay? Hope that helps. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So anyway. That other thing, that EnviroClean, is also good for your automobile carpet and upholstery when you accidentally spill stuff on it. You put it on, rub it around, leave it for a while. It absorbs all the liquid out of there, and it's good as new. Okay? And it's safe. Okay. Now, as far as 4-speed transmissions, 5-speed transmissions, or the stick shifts, they're all manual transmissions, regardless of what year. Highly recommended to use AMS oil automatic transmission fluid. Okay? If you cannot find the AMS oil, then use the Royal Purple. But any ATF, automatic transmission fluid, works the best in all manual shift transmissions.
Why are you saying it works the best? What's the difference if I just use regular oil versus...
Okay, the regular oil is thicker, and the shifting is, it binds more, it's more resistant to shifting. By going to the light oil, it shifts so smooth, it's like hot knife through butter. Very easy. Okay?
Noticeably different?
Oh, yeah. Night and day. Night and day. Especially on the new cars. Because when the cars are new, the shifter is real sticky and hard to shift. Change the fluid. And it's done. Okay? Anyway, I tried it on my Pantera, and it's fabulous. The Pantera with a brand new transmission, and that's what I have, is a bear to shift. But when I change the oil and put the ATF in, a dream. 1,000,000 times easier. Okay? So, anyway. That's a little secret tip. Okay.
So any secret tip to riding the clutch?
Riding the clutch?
Yeah, well, we have Stephen Onoy on the line.
Stephen Onoy that rides the clutch.
That question wasn't because of that.
No.
I don't know.
Automatic transmission. No more problem. Anyways, just wanted to remind you, Nick, on May 7th, that's next week, Saturday, at Kahi Park, we have the Aloha Sangha Shopping Club of Hawaii is hosting the cruise night at that shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make sure you shine up your ride and come on down, and we'll see that.
Yeah, if you want to see all those classic cars and stuff like that, yeah.
We'll see the classic cars. We should have some... hopefully, some of my Mustang clubbers will come out, bring their old cars out, and take a look at some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing is that I want to also remind you that on next week, Thursday, which is May 5th, there's Hart has a meeting at Kalihi Kai Elementary School regarding the rail for all of the businesses around.
Well, we got to be there.
On Dillingham Boulevard, yeah?
So we got to be there.
Yeah, starts at 6 o'clock is registration. The meeting starts at 6:30, so... people around your Dillingham area, all the merchants and things like that, should come down.
We gotta be there.
Voice their opinion and let them know what the heck's happening. And,
yep.
And make a difference on that one, yeah?
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, yeah. Steve.
Yep, yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Carol from Moana Lua.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, hi, George. I have a question. Something weird just happened. I just filled up my car with gas,
mm-hmm.
With the Shell,
mm-hmm.
and then the gas light, the empty thing came on,
mm-hmm.
and then my gauge was on E, but I just filled it up, so I went, and I opened and I reclosed the gas thing,
mm-hmm.
and then, but it was still the empty, gas thing was on. So then I said, okay, I got to go to George and I got to ask him what happened. So I'm driving on the freeway and then the light disappeared and then slowly the gauge thing, it went to full.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
The gauge is local.
Oh.
It's
but
local.
It never happened before.
Yeah. The gauge is just a little lazy.
Oh, okay, so there's nothing, like, serious or whatever.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was down on the bottom, so the light, empty light was on, so you're telling me you run your gas down?
No, I only run it halfway.
Halfway?
Yeah, so it's halfway between empty, I refill it, like, halfway between empty and full.
No, go to quarter.
Oh.
Because otherwise you got too much stale gas in there.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
So go to quarter and then fill it up.
Yes.
And then put ethanol.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, great. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Anyway.
So what, is that just a computer glitch or what?
No, it's in the gas tank, there's a little floater like thing, and you know, sometimes it sticks and doesn't want to float. So, you know, like human beings, some of them don't want to work.
Well, how about when the light comes on for
time to fill?
No, like you have a low tire pressure or something.
Then you better check it because you have a tire that's going flat.
Yeah, but then you check it and there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And then the light goes off and you drive off, and then the light comes back on again.
Okay, one of the sensors is defective. It's going cuckoo. So you gotta go have it scanned and check which one it is. Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080 before it's time to leave.
Yeah, we'll be right back with George and Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And like Bob said, that's why we need the train. But then the train is going to be electric, and when the power goes out, then you're stuck up there.
Why? What kind of train you want to run? Coal?
Coal.
Coal. We don't even have coal here.
Mm-hmm. On the ground train.
Okay, we have Bill from Kailua.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, the Akebono brake pads that only got to go on if you have the system.
Huh?
The Akebono brake pad. You got to have the Akebono system? Or?
No. It's made for any car.
For any car?
Yes.
And then we just go in and just tell them the model of the car and you want brake pads?
Yeah.
Okay, and it should fit anything even though some say it's for the system.
No. The Akebono brake pad is a replacement part and it replaces the original part.
Okay. If you start your car, and sometimes the windows and the radio doesn't work, and if you turn it off, you start it again, then it works.
You gotta check your ignition switch.
the ignition switch?
Yes.
Even if that's the only thing it doesn't do anything else?
Yes. Check the ignition switch. What kind of car?
2000 Grand Caravan.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, and also, when you you said that if you have a newer transmission, that you got to put a certain thin oil.
It's they're all thin, but they have different chemicals in the oil.
Okay, and if you have an older transmission, you don't have to worry about that.
Older ones, they're pretty much all same. Only the new ones, the new cars, they've changed it.
Okay, and what do they do when they service the transmission?
They have two cooling lines on the radiator. They remove it and run it into this trans flusher. And in a trans flushing machine, it has about 16 quarts of oil. So it pumps out the old oil and pumps in the new oil.
Okay, and how much does something like that cost?
Usually, depending on the type of oil you're using, if you're using the AMS oil, it's about $450.
Okay, and if you're using the Royal Purple?
I don't recommend Royal Purple.
Okay, just the AMS oil and the trans.
Yep.
Okay, George. Thank you, George.
Okay.
We got Kimo from Nuano.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Hey, I need a quick review. 2014 Toyota X-Runner, last model made. Has a review on this truck.
Okay. What?
X-Runner, Toyota X-Runner.
What year?
2014. Only bought in Canada.
Uh-huh.
You can only, yeah. But it's made from 05 to 014.
Uh-huh.
So tell me something about this truck, because the last truck you told me about, you were wrong about it.
What's your problem with it?
No, I want to buy this one.
It's a good one.
It is?
Yes.
So what's the transmission options?
What about a trans?
Automatic, standard?
A standard will give you better gas mileage.
Okay, George, it only comes in standard, period.
Okay, then the standards will give you better gas mileage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but use the AMS oil, ATF trans oil in the trans.
Okay. Yeah. Because I like the 6-speed. It only comes in 6-speed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's supposedly the best truck made out of all the American trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is good.
I've seen an old 1997 with 400,000 miles on it going for $5,000. And it looked beautiful.
Mm. Okay, when you look at those cars... Well, on all the new cars, no matter what brand, you gotta get up underneath the car and look for rust.
Well, this has got 4,000 miles on it, so it's like...
No, I'm talking about the other one, like 200,000, 100,000. Look for rust before you buy a used car.
Oh, yeah, the older ones, but I'm just saying that engine is like bulletproof.
We gotta go.
I mean...
yeah, I gotta go. We're gonna go off the air already.
All right, thanks, George. Yeah,
thanks for calling.
Okay, aloha, Rob.
Aloha.
Okay.
I'd like to thank everybody for calling in, and please take care of each other. Let people know that we're on the internet, okay? Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.